You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Disciples.
Sitting with Dave Allen, hanging out at the Hilton Hotel in Liverpool. He's looks well rested, looking happy. What are you doing in Liverpool, my mate?
I'm here to spar David Price. We're now friends, former, wouldn't say rivals, but you know, former opponent. I'm here to help him prepare for the Dirk Cisora fight. I'd love to see him win. I'd love to see him take this Cinderella story to the next level. You know, if he beats Dirk Cisora. You know, he's not far off a world title shot, and I'd love to see it.
I know you spoke well about David Price before you fought anyway, but had you sparred before? Were you friends before? Or was it really that night that galvanised you?
No, years ago, obviously, I used to give him some grief. You know, I think he's a bit of grief. I wanted a big fight, and he was the big name then. And so that was it. I had not really had an interaction with him. But all fight week, Joe, Deck, the full team, just a good bunch of people, you know, and same with David, just a nice fella. So... We got on fantastic all week. Then he battered me. Then we got on even better after. So I always had the utmost respect for him. But when you share a ring with someone, and you know, he gave me a bit of a good hiding, to be fair, I've got to respect him a little bit more.
When the opportunity to spar come along, did you reach out to him? Did he reach out to you? How did it work?
Joe just gave me a message, said, can you come and help David prepare? You know, I've not trained since the fight, but I like to get stuck in. I like to spar. I wanted to come and, you know, not right some wrongs. I'm not here to obviously knock David out or try and have a go and make a fight of it, but I wanted to get back in the ring with David and, you know, show myself that night. I felt it was an off night. The chance to spar with him is a chance for me to prove that to myself, you know. And so, yeah, first and foremost, I'm here to help David prepare. Secondly, I'm here to put a few demons to bed, you know, in regards to that I can hold myself at that kind of level.
In regards to the Price fight, did you read all the negative comments about him a little bit too much? Did you take the fight lightly in any way? Did you think you'd be a little bit less than he was?
First and foremost, I never wanted the fight. 2 days after the Brown fight, the Price fight was offered to me. I said, how long have we got to decide? They said about an hour. So, hell of a lot of money though, thank you very much. So I had to take it. It wasn't a fight I wanted. Mick Marsden, my manager, we didn't really want the fight. It wasn't really a great matchup for me. But we took it, the money was great, and as time went on, training camp, you know, me and Darren Barker, fantastic pairing, best of mates, but due to my own fault, me being a bit of a weirdo, he didn't go perfectly well, and I wasn't the most confident heading into the fight, and I got beaten. David was fantastic that night, and I'd like to put it down to more he was fantastic than anything to do with me. So, but I'm here just to prove to myself it was an off night, and I feel like it was.
Yeah. Pricey, of course, got a big opportunity against Dereck Chisora, taking the fight at late notice. You've been around him this week. You're sticking around for the rest of the week as well. How's he looking? How's he feeling? You know, is bringing the fight forward a month going to affect him?
I like Pricey. He carries himself very well. He's very intelligent. He's an intelligent fella, you know, and I like that. He's confident. You know, this is not a cash-out fight. I've heard someone say that the other day, it's not a cash out fight, it's a cash in fight. I can't remember who said it to him. You know, it's like a lot of money, I'm sure, for this fight, but the one after, that's the one, you know. So he believes he can win. 1,000,000% believes he can win. You know, Dereck Chisora, just an absolute warrior of a man. Like, there's not an ounce of quit in him. He's powerful, he's strong, he's been around the block, he's experienced. But the best David Price, telling me the best David Price can't beat Dereck Chisora, I'm 100% confident he can. Whether we see that David Price that we saw July 20th again, that's a different matter entirely. I'm sure Derek won't make fight week as comfortable as I did for him. But the best David Price can be Derek Chisora. That's a big if, though.
That's the big if is, can we get the best David Price a month earlier than he was due to originally fight?
Yeah, of course. He's always in fantastic condition. He told me he stayed in the gym after our fight straight away. Strength conditioning, not boxing-related stuff, but he's very fit. He did rounds with me and Kamil Sokolovsky yesterday. We was in and out, and he did the full duration, and he was fit. He's strong. He's punching very hard. I wouldn't say I've got 100% faith in a win, but he's as good as he can be, I think. I think, ideally, a few more weeks, of course, but they've got to go with what they've got, and I think that will not be the excuse if he gets beat anyway, I don't believe.
A couple of days here, Sparham and Pricey. Has it done the job you were hoping it was going to do for you? Has it given you that confidence? Has it let you go, you know what, it was an off night, and you know, I certainly can move forward?
Yeah, you know, I had the Price fight, and I've always had little problems, little niggly problems, where I don't always train the best because, you know, I'm a very eccentric man. I've learnt to call myself eccentric. I do things my own way. I'm a little peculiar. I go on the missing list sometimes and stuff like that. But this week, I'm back in love with boxing. I sparred David yesterday, Camille today. Got a few more spars lined up this week, and I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. You know, I was after the Dubois fight, and I'm doing this. I'm here, there, and everywhere. And some people love me for it. Some people say, "Oh, like Dave Allen, he's mad. He's oh God, what's he doing? He's doing this, he's doing that." But really and truly, I couldn't be any other way if I tried, because that's just me. And but yeah, you know, my love for boxing as a sport never waned. The other stuff sometimes gets in the way, but you know, I fully intend on fighting again, because, you know, there's not a day goes by when I'm in a fantastic mood where I don't want to fight. So we'll see what happens. You know, I'm going to know my level. Know the Dubois fight, you know, maybe a step too far at this stage. But we complain at fighters not taking hard fights. So why complain at me wanting to fight for the British heavyweight title, the most prestigious belt in the world? So we'll see. You know, I'm just out here. I'm living the life I could never have dreamed of living. So I'm just happy. You know, people can say what they want. I've got a smile on my face, and let's hope it stays there for a few more weeks.
When you called out Dubois at the weekend, I think I personally seen it and made me smile. I thought, brilliant, what a great shout. I didn't think, you know, genuinely I didn't think there was too much behind it, but obviously people have taken it very seriously. Now Frank Warner is reported to have made an offer and everything else. Was it you know, tongue in cheek? Was it cheeky Dave Allen just having a bit of fun?
Always cheeky Dave Allen. But the thing is, the British heavyweight title, people can say, oh, Dave Allen's a journeyman, Dave Allen's coming off a loss, Dave Allen's this, Dave Allen's that. The Dubois fight, I fought Luis Ortiz on a couple of weeks' notice. Same with Dillian White. Tony Oka the same. Boxed David Price, I boxed Lucas Brown. I can't fear the 21-year-old kid, no matter how good they think he may be. His best win is who? Nathan Gorman, who's we don't know much about him either. So am I supposed to sit here and be shaking in my boots over this kid knocking over everyone? I don't care. I've boxed the world's best heavyweights, and none of them put me on my backside. So I have zero fear, for one. I just don't have fear. Fear doesn't come into my repertoire of feelings and thought processes. So I fight Daniel Dubois, but the money has to be right. I know the money that is floating about in the heavyweight division. I know what Chaz Witherspoon got paid. I know what Nathan Gorman got paid. I know what certain people are getting offered to box Dubois and other people. So, if the money is right. Because boxing is not about who's the best fighter when it comes to getting paid. It comes down to bums on seats, and I've been pretty good at that. And I've got a big fan base. And people can say, well, you got beat by David Price. Yes, but I also put 8,000 in the O2 against Lucas Brown. I also was chief support for the O2 when 20,000 was in there for the White Rivas fight. So, you know, and I think a lot of people are naive to how boxing works, and it purely is a bum on seat business. So just give me the money, Frank, and we can get the fight on, absolutely. You know, and it ain't just a money thing. If I take the fight, you better believe I'm going to be trying to win.
Listen, that's part of the reason why the fans love you, is because you will, you know, pick your gloves up and fight anybody. A lot of the names you mentioned, though, were losses, and I think what you've done, Dave, you've managed to capture the imagination of the entire British public. There's not a boxing fan out there that isn't a Dave Allen fan. We love you. The country loves you. we want to see you win the British title, and we want to see you win the British title and maybe make a couple of defences. Now Dubois at the moment looks like the hottest prospect in heavyweight boxing, I think, you know, because of the opponents he's knocked over so far. Yeah. And I agree, he needs to be stepped up. But I also think that Daniel Dubois next year will have to move on from that level. And when he moves on from that level, me personally, that's when I want to see Dave Allen step in and become British champion.
But what you also have to understand is I'm a dreamer. I lay in bed at night and think, imagine the O2 roof flying off if I knock Daniel Dubois out. You know, Nathan Gorman's a fantastic fighter. I think he's extremely talented. You've also got your likes of Sam Sexton, former champion Huey Fury. All great fighters, all good men and great wins. And if I beat myself the British title, still be the biggest achievement of my life and make everyone so proud. But beating Daniel Dubois would be something special. And I'm not here to be ordinary, because that's one word you could never use to describe me. Apart from maybe my boxing ability, which is an issue, I guess, as a boxer. But I'm here to do something special. And people can say, well, you end up punch drunk and this and that and whatever else. And I go to boxing shows every week. I see the same man fighting every 7 days, getting his head punched in. Let's just stop boxing altogether if that's a worry. I'm a fighting man. If I weren't boxing, in 6 months' time, I'd get itchy fingers and itchy knuckles. And I'd be scrapping in car parts for 20 grand to win it. So just let me live, let me fight. I live for it, I love it. And that's me again in 3 months. I hate boxing, I hate it, but that's why I am. I can't help it. That's just how my brain's wired up. I'm a weirdo. But Daniel Dubois, give me the right amount of money, because it ain't about the money, because my money don't get spent on me. My money gets spent on on random kids in Doncaster I take on and give free gym gear to, and I pay for the gym subs, and people must think I'm some rich man. I don't even drive. I've got a few houses, whatever. My sister lives in one. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a wealthy man. I'm here in my shorts, the £3.99 night specials. I'm like, it's not a money thing, but at the same time, I don't want to be took for a mug, and I have in the past, you know, and I don't want that to happen again. So I'm not going to live forever. So let's just take our chances. Dubois wants to go. He knocks me out and around. There we go. Well, I'll give it a go. When they put me in the ground, yeah, on my stone, it'll say, Dave Allen knew. Because I know. I already know, but I want to know even more. So, I'm very happy and I'm very proud of what I achieved. And I want to continue achieving. And by achieving, for me, it's just by being the best I can be. And in that sense, I've overachieved, you know.
Well, you're a mainstay of pay-per-view cards. You've become a national sensation, if you like, so you should be absolutely proud of what you've achieved. But I just think the criticism that you're getting isn't negative against you, from what I'm seeing. It's people wanting to protect you. It's people wanting to put an arm around you, because after the Price fight, you were low and you said, I'm off social media, I'm going to have a break from boxing. I don't want to be the White Rhino anymore. I just want to go and be Dave for a little bit. And now here you are, straight back in again, sparring. You've got that, you know, the glint in your eye, and you're calling out the most dangerous young heavyweight in the world. And I think from a fight fan perspective, we want to just put our arm around you and go, we're Team Dave Allen. Yeah. We're on this train with you. But let's walk again before we start running.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I put everything into numbers. I'd say like 80% positive, 20% negative. Out of the 20% negative, 90% of that is positive negativity. I don't know if that makes any sense. And I appreciate it, and it makes you feel very warm inside. Oh, Dave, we're trying to protect you. Fantastic. Thank you very much. However, I'm my own man. Believe it or not, I'm actually have a little bit of intelligence about me. You know, I might not be the most educated, but I have a little bit of intelligence. I know the score. I know what can happen. I know what cannot happen. I can get knocked out by Daniel Dubois. I could beat him and set up my life. Half of Doncaster's life. Half of the kids I don't even know. I can open a gym and be free to use. I've got so many dreams and ambitions. And my dreams and ambitions, you know, I need to beat Daniel Dubois if I want to make them all come true. And when I was a kid, I used to say to my mum, I'm going to be special one day. And she said, yeah, I know you are. And I've done well, but I've not done what I want to do, and that's, I want to show everyone how much ability I've got, because it is there, and I understand why people think I'm no good, but it is there. You know, every coach in Britain say Dave Allen's a fantastic talent, like, why is he not doing what he does in the gym? Let's show it against Daniel Dubois. I don't care who I box. I'm not bothered if I box in December against Andy Wife, boxing next March against Phil Williams, 3-16-1. I know all the heavyweights in Britain, I'll box any of them. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, it's not. I just today I want to fight. Tomorrow I might wake up and I might want to go home and be on my own for a bit. But that's just me, and hopefully people, you know, people who know me know that, and they understand and they appreciate what I am. You know, and I understand it's very frustrating for people because I'm very hard working. Think, oh my God, what's he doing, Dave Allen? He's absolutely mental. What's up with him? But that's just a. Honest to God, I wish people could live a day in my head because they would have the amazingest time ever. It's crazy in there. So, but whatever happens, it's been fun. And hopefully it continues to be fun for a little while longer.
If the right deal did come through, you know, because you're clearly serious about the fight, what's the situation with matching with Eddie Hearn? Are you tied to a contract there? Is it the usual Eddie handshake? Have you spoke to Eddie about the potential of this fight as well? Because obviously it would mean, no doubt, going over and fighting on BT Sport.
Me and Eddie are like... Obviously, we're not best mates. I'd like to think we are, but obviously, you know, he's a very busy man. I don't make him more money than the others. But me and Ed have got a good relationship. I'd like to think me and Barry have as well. Ed is all about his fighters. And this is genuine. I genuinely feel this is how he feels. He's genuinely all about... He takes more pride if I never had to work again or I own 10 properties or maybe, say, I don't know, Ricky Burns did that or Josh Kelly, like... That's where he takes his pride in it. He's not, but if I won a world title, he'd be more happy if I was financially independent and was happier outside of boxing. And that's really and truly how I feel with Eddie. I've got a lot of respect for him. We get on really well. And if Daniel Dubois, if Frank Warren's going to pay me the right amount of money that Eddie deems is the right amount of money, and it will come down to Eddie, if the amount of money that Frank offers me, I'll go to Eddie. Eddie's at a good deal? Yes, it'll be done. Eddie's at a good deal? No, it won't be done. I'm my own man. But I don't know it all. He knows better than me. I know what they're offering. I know what Charles Witherspoon got on Saturday night. I know what other people got against other people. The deal weighs up there, and Eddie says, "Yes, David, go for it, son." We'll go for it. If not, we'll sit and wait. I love boxing on Matchroom Show. I've been the best friends ever with the team at Matchroom behind the scenes. Scott Hamilton, shout out there for you, son. So. I'm not in a rush to box on BT, but I'm not in a rush not to. I'm a fighter. I fight wherever. You know, it's a ring, referee, me and whoever, matey boy in the other corner. So yeah, it's what it is. You know, Eddie's got my back. I'd like to think, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you, Dave. Much appreciated.
Nice one, mate.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, subscribe via iTunes.